It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Phil's on the radio tonight at 7:40, first pitch, and then an afternoon game tomorrow. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you understand WIP management's decision to postpone tennis today, or was it soft? 72.2% say it was soft.
It's going down.
And an insult to our listeners. Do we have a schedule?
What usually happens when it's soft.
Yeah. Is it an insult?
No, it goes down.
Oh, it goes down.
Yeah. Right, yeah. We learned that with the Bluetooth.
We sure have. Do we have a date yet for tennis next week? Do we have a location?
I mean, I think it's going to be Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah. Same place?
I would assume same place, same time. Well, let me look at the weather.
No, I say different place. I say it's got to be a different place. It's
we'll
got to
be
inside.
Fine.
No, it's got to be inside.
Dude, relax.
The storms that we've had, I don't want it to be a little misty outside and have you guys worried
now,
about
it rains,
slip.
If it rains, that's also
that's what I'm saying.
Postpone it.
There's plenty of indoor courts. You want me to find one, I'll find one. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, man.
Hi, Chris.
What up, Chris?
Jack, you're not included in that word, men.
Again, it was out of my hands.
It was not out of your hands. Show me the text.
Show me the text.
Hashtag show us the text. Yep.
Guys, this is like the softest thing that the world's ever seen.
Wow.
Prior to Bluetooth.
Oh, the dramatics. The dramatics.
It is soft.
Nothing soft about it. It's a shame that management made that decision.
They didn't show me the text then.
Ike and Spike, I want to share with you some intel that I have. So I know you guys are upset that you're not at training camp.
Yes.
But apparently it's been made clear that Coach Vic Fangio wanted to go full Harper on Jeffrey if they had you guys there, because Jack was going to be there, and that's just...
Wow. He didn't want soft Jack at training camp.
No. Disagree. Me and Vic could have talked about Phil's deadline.
That's actually true.
Yeah, he probably has questions for Fritz.
Yeah.
Guys, like, this whole thing today is painful, because I went out there, I sat on hold this morning, called the morning show, and I talked mad trash on behalf of our man, Jack. And, like, immediately after I hang up, like, 20, 30 minutes later, I hear the announcement that, like, Jack threw in the towel and said it was too hot.
That's not what happened.
Did they say that on the air?
No. Okay. No, the cameras correctly pointed out that it was a management decision.
No, it's nonsense, guys. You know, you guys well know this. I was fully Team Jack, but, you know, like Brewster's Millions, I feel like I got to change my allegiance to Team None of the Above at this point, because I just, there's not a horse that I feel like I have in a race anymore. That's where I'm at with this.
Wow. And, so you're not even cheering for Jack anymore.
But what would make you root for the camera? I mean, he started it.
I'm not rooting for the camera. Reading for None of the Above. Neither one of you.
Yeah, like Brewster's Millions. Yeah. None of the Above.
See, I don't know what that means.
You know what?
No. It's a movie.
Yeah. The ice cream company?
No, with Richard Pryor. It's a baseball movie.
Yeah, it actually is, yeah.
He wasn't born yet. He doesn't know.
Yeah.
And you know what? Guys, why are we surprised? Because, like, you know, Jack is like the bullpen guy that, like, when there's a fight, they come jogging in and then they stand around and do nothing.
Right. He jogs in extra slow. Hopefully the fight's over by the time
over
he gets there.
Pretend like he's going to put forth an effort and he really doesn't do anything.
Yeah, I'm not
and
a big then, effort guy.
Hey, Jack, you got something wrong earlier on the show. So you need to pick up the phone, call Jill and say, hey, honey, I'm actually going to be home late because I need to go practice. You better be practicing off the show, not being like, oh, it's too hot, so I'm going to go home early. I'm not doing anything. No.
He's definitely going home.
Well, today's a little too warm.
Get out to court.
It does give
this
you,
weekend I'll be back out.
Thank you for the call, Chris. It does give you an opportunity to practice more.
I know. Oh, no.
Are you going to use that opportunity?
Yeah, I already texted Goose. We're getting back out there this weekend.
Why don't you? Goose doesn't even know how to play tennis.
we batted around. Yeah. Maybe Morgenstein. I don't know.
Come on, Morgenstein.
It's tough. Like, you know, tomorrow we're busy with the show. And then...
tomorrow we're not busy with the show. There's not even a show tomorrow.
I know. Yeah, Thursday's deadline day.
You could play tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe.
In the afternoon.
We'll see. Well, Phil's play. And I got to do final out.
You could play noon.
We'll see.
Always an excuse.
Yeah.
There's no excuses. Maybe we'll get out to that tomorrow.
Speaking of, you know, the Phils getting a little bit of a pass for the loss. That was a terrible loss.
But I liked it.
You liked the loss?
Yeah, I did like the loss.
Why?
Because Luis Robert hit a home run and made a great catch, and the offense showed that it's a problem. Like, I want them to make it obvious. Like, because I know that I can already hear Dave Dombrowski after the trade deadline, if they don't make a move for the bat, saying we had the most runs in the National League in the last month and most home runs in the National League. And I don't want them to be let off the hook. Like, I want them to make it perfectly clear that they needed a bat in this lineup.
Well, that's all fine and noble of you.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, those two home runs probably cost me a hundo.
Cy Young race.
Oh, for Sanchez.
Yeah. Well, listen. Don't let guys throw complete games. I don't know what to tell you. So Wheeler hasn't bounced back since his complete game, and neither has Sanchez.
Well, Sanchez had one bad start since the complete game.
Well, his only start since the complete game.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, watch out for that.
And God.
What? Well,
did you see anything from Sanchez
last
night? Well, it's not that good a point.
It's just a coincidence.
Yeah. Well, Ranger season fell apart last year after his complete game against the Rockies. Again, it should not affect anything. Like, I just don't.
But maybe it does.
Annoyingly, we have to talk about it because, unfortunately, pitchers these days are soft.
Well, maybe if Dumbo will go in and get.
Why don't you just call him Dumbo?
Dumbo.
That's what I hear anyway, even when you say Dumbo.
Well, then maybe if Dumbo would get more than one reliable bullpen piece, maybe we'd be able to have these guys throw seven.
They have two. Strom is back.
Strom's not back.
How much you want to bet?
I keep saying that.
Three more weeks. I need three more weeks of Strom before I say he's back. Bam and Upper Darby. Bam, we're worried about you. Are you? You're home, right?
I'm home now.
Okay.
I'm home now. I was out there sweating in my cheerleading outfit, man. I had my caregiver out there with me.
Hold on, is this real or not?
Yes, I believe it's real.
Yeah, I was out there. People were driving by. My carrier was like, hey, did they postpone the appointment, the thing? Then I called Kyle from the Midday Show. I'm like, where everybody at? He's like, you didn't get the message? No. I didn't even turn the radio on. I was just driving here. And we were sitting out here till 1:30. I didn't get back home till 2 o'clock.
Hold up. Bam. You sat there till 1:30?
Yes.
In a cheerleader outfit alone at FDR Park?
What were you watching?
It was me and my caregiver. We were sitting there watching cars drive by, and we were sitting there. There was kids in a baseball field, and then there was people playing tennis.
Not Jack, though.
Nope.
Not Jack.
Now, Jack, don't you feel bad? Bam goes to Party City.
I feel bad, yeah.
Yes, I feel bad.
Gets a cheerleader outfit.
Well, guess what? The cheerleader outfit will work next week as well.
Well, you're asking everybody to come out again?
Sure. Well, if you can make it the yesterday today, you can make it next week.
Say you're sorry to Bam.
I'm sorry, Bam. It wasn't my call. It was out of my hands.
We don't know that that's true.
But look, my caregiver, he wrote on the YouTube channel. You ain't see it?
No,
I don't look at
which one is your caregiver?
Yeah. Hey, Spike, I got an idea where the reschedule can be at.
Where's that?
Nailers Run Park in Upper Darby next week.
Oh, you want it to be closer to you? Yeah, of course. I actually would like it to be inside so we don't run into this again. Because a news flash to Jack, news flash to Joe, news flash to Rod. Next week, it's August.
Yeah.
And there is a significant chance that it could be either hot or raining because every day so far this summer has either been 100 degrees or a torrential downpour. So I would suggest we do it inside.
Okay. But I definitely will see you guys on Friday at Chickie's. But hey, got a question for you, Spike. Can I make a suggestion?
Yes, of course. Or
can I make a suggestion for basketball or track?
Sure.
Can we do it at Upper Darby High School?
Thank you for the call, Bam. I'm fine with it in Upper Darby. My wife went to Upper Darby High School, but I don't control that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's not me, right? I don't get to pick where we do anything. I would just suggest we do everything indoors from now on. We do the running indoors, the tennis indoors, the basketball indoors. So, whiny little baby.
That way, all you softies, you guys can be okay.
Now, we have to make sure if it's indoors that the air conditioning isn't on too high because we don't want to be too chilly in there for you.
I know. I hope everyone's happy. Yep. I got it. It was out of my hands.
Have you hit your limit at 440 of all this?
Yeah, but about. About, yeah. I get it. Softest guy in America.
Yep. Hour 20 more of this, buddy. Hour 20 more of this.
Was out of my hands.
Speaking of the softest guy in America, if you're the softest guy in America, BlueChew.com, code 94 for your first month for free. The last thing you want to be is the softest guy in America. And Blue Chew is going to make sure, I can't really say it the way I want to say it, but is going to make you perform in the bedroom aces.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
There you go.
Top of the line. And there is no shame in this. Look, here's the good thing. You do it all at BlueChew.com. No doctor's appointment. No waiting in line in the pharmacy. They send it to you. It's a chewable, so you don't even need a glass of water to show anybody that anything's up.
You just chew it.
But there is no shame in any of this. Absolutely. When you have a headache, what do? You take Advil or something.
Yeah, a little ibuprofen.
That makes sense.
You know, you take a little ibuprofen, whatever. You have allergies. Maybe you take some medicine for your allergies. There's nothing, you never feel any shame doing that. So you shouldn't with Blue Chew. It is the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin. We are paying for your first month. So that's on us. First month is on us. Go to BlueChew.com, use code 94. Your first month is free. You just pay for the shipping, and then you can
chew it and do it.
Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it.
Real quick on Sanchez, did you see anything last night? It just seemed like he made a couple of bad pitches. Right?
Yeah, I mean, that was the first home run he'd allowed all year to a lefty, I believe.
Yes.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's interesting. I know the White Sox, you look at the record, stink. I think they're slugging like 700 against left-handed pitching in the last month.
Okay.
So like they've done a better job against left-handed pitching. I just think he was up a little bit. In the middle of the game, he looked just like Sanchez.
Yes.
Like he had a bad inning. So, okay. But yeah, it's just interesting with the complete game and how Wheeler's looked since his complete game. I don't know why. He only threw like 105 pitches in the complete game. It should not affect anything.
He was pretty efficient yesterday, too. I mean,
he was still, 84 pitches. Like, I think the start of his last inning, he was at 84 pitches.
Yeah. So not overworking him. Gary and Vineland, you're in WIP.
Yeah, the softest thing I've ever seen. All right.
Gary. Can you talk to Gary and make sure he's talking into the phone? Andy in Westchester, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, Ike and Spike.
What up, Andy?
Shame has been brought upon my town.
Westchester, yes.
Yep. Our whole city, it's just in tears at this point.
Look at that, Fritz.
No, I know. Like I brought Westchester back after baseball, right? Like a wind at their sails.
Everybody was good, man. And then this happens.
We should have seen the parade down Gay Street.
You know,
but, yeah, no,
Jack
no
should
more
be
kind
should,
words.
Jack should, when he walks through Westchester, wear a scarlet letter. Maybe with an S for soft or a P for different word.
Again, out of my hands.
Sorry,
thank you.
Dad.
Yep.
Yeah, no more kind words. No more Jackie baseball shouts or Father of the Year when we see you now. It's just going to be sympathy for poor Sutton Walker.
Yeah, well, listen. Again, I appreciate everyone laying this on very thick. But at the same time, might be the face of Westchester.
Oh, I don't know about
that. Come on, man.
Over Bam Margera? I don't think so.
He's old news.
Well, I think every time, if you see Jack walking through Westchester in the next several days, all I want you to yell at him, man up!
Because someone did that the last time after tennis.
What happened?
Yeah, well, everyone's relaxed.
Yes, everyone
again,
needs
it was out of my
yell,
hands.
Man up. Andy, where exactly does Jack live in Westchester?
Andy doesn't know that, but I did run into him at a brewing company.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I saw you last week. Dude, I know where you are. Come on. It's like you're Mr. Westchester.
You can't hide. They see you in Westchester, Fritz. They know you.
Yeah, I know. I'm well aware.
By the way, we're not going to yell man up. We all got bells, and we're going to just yell shame every time.
Shame.
You're a big, what was that? What was
Game
that
of Thrones.
Show? Game of Thrones, yeah.
So, this was a gift to you, though, Jack, because you do now have some time to practice.
That's
and
the big takeaway.
Week that that Humpty Dumpty the camera can break something.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. Yeah, he's likely to be injured if we wait another week.
Well, you saw how hard he was training. He was lifting up his heel while looking at the printout. All right, Andy.
That was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was terrible. Thank you for the call, Andy. Bring shame to Westchester. Gary and Vineland, let's try this again. You're on WIP.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, you sound great, Gary.
Yep.
So the softest thing I've ever seen was Penn State playing against any SEC team.
Good line.
And I think I was going to have Ant's lawyer check to see if there was any insurance policies taken out if they played today, because those two couldn't make it in this heat. Who plays tennis at 12 o'clock in the summer?
Al Morgani. Al Morgani said he played two sets yesterday.
Well, who knows how hard he was going, you know?
Who knows how hard you go?
Yeah.
You practice one time with your buddy who doesn't even play tennis.
Yeah, but we're getting after it.
I think Al Morgani could beat the two of them.
I'm sure he could.
I guarantee you Al could beat both of them.
I don't think so.
That's what I want to see. I want to see Morgani solo versus you two as a doubles team, and I bet Morgani wins.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know about the insurance thing, the insurance policy taken on either of them. I don't know.
The dead of summer, like, I don't know.
They did this. They played baseball in the dead of summer 2 weeks ago. It was 100. It was 90 degrees or whatever.
Why didn't they play like 6 o'clock on a night that there's no Phillies game? Like, let's put some thought into this.
Because okay, Gary. All right. Thank you for the call.
Don't let him drive you crazy.
Well, no. Look, can we just? And I've said this a few times.
6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Non-Phillies night.
First of all, I'm going home.
Yes.
Second of all. I just want the perspective, and I've said this a few times, but I don't think it can be forgotten. This is a competition between two people who are claiming they are good athletes. This is not, we didn't pick these guys out of a crowd
right. And
say, you have to play tennis. They agreed to play tennis,
yep. And
Joe started this saying what a good athlete he is. So a good athlete who is in good condition, I'm sorry. I know it is hot out. I'm aware. I acknowledge it's hot out.
All I had to do was hydrate starting yesterday.
Yes.
Drink more water.
That's why I did it, because I was prepared to play.
A good athlete can play 30 minutes of tennis in 100-degree heat. I'm sorry.
I agree.
I am almost 50, and I could have done it.
I agree.
So why didn't you say to do it?
Because.
Show me the text message.
Because it was that was what was happening. Which is why I was perfect. I didn't.
You said earlier, you made a mistake. You said that the first text from Rod was asking guys.
First off, it wasn't from Rod. It wasn't from Rod.
The first text wasn't from Rod.
No.
Is it from a higher up?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he was asking if you guys wanted to play.
I don't know. But no, because I don't want to reveal everything that happened in the text messages. But that's not accurate.
Well, can I tell you this? You want to talk about high above? I got a text message from somebody very high up in programming at Odyssey today, and he said, hold on.
Well, hold on. Now we're going on this level?
Well, yeah, it seemed like somebody from New York made a text.
Somebody from New York, just, and I'm not going to say who it is.
No, please don't.
Somebody from New York, bro, I just saw your tweet. Did they really cancel tennis because of the heat? These guys aren't over the age of 65. What are we doing? You've got to crush Jack and Rod both. Embarrassing. From a senior programmer at Odyssey.
Well, that's disappointing.
Yes.
You would think that senior leadership would be looking out for its employees.
They're looking out for the bit.
The bit will be taking part next week.
What is coming up in the top 5 at 5?
Things I've learned about recently.
Okay, all right. Oh, fine.
God, at least it's not, you know, the funniest things that happened in the last 24 hours. Decided to change it up today.
All right. 215-592.
You want us to say something.
Yeah. 94-94.
You just changed the wording.
Yes, it's the same thing. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.